Well, I don't know if you've heard of the movie Pay It Forward, if you've seen it, or there's also a video on YouTube of someone who's actually done similar things. And there's always, like, there's even a page, a whole organization just, you know, promoting acts of kindness. So I thought, you know what, I want to do something different this year. And I just went for it.
My goodness, right. So you've decided, you're 19, you're going to do 19 acts of kindness. Now, you've started this already, haven't you? What have you done so far?
So last Thursday, I kicked it off with feeding the homeless at Piccadilly Gardens. And then the next day, I planted an olive tree in Palestine. Not physically went there.
You didn't actually go all the way over there. We got someone else to do it for you.
No, I just paid it to a charity who do it for you. Also left a chocolate box in the university prayer hall, and with a little note saying, "Happy Friday, please take a free chocolate." Also had a gathering at my house yesterday with all my friends, which is really sweet. There's a lot happening today, and then a lot happening tomorrow, and then for the rest of the week. Because it's really hard to fit it all in one day. So,
how did you think about what you wanted to do? What were the things you wanted to do?
Difficult. Seriously, it took me a long time. I had to change everything because one was like shoveling snow off people's cars, and it didn't snow. And then one was supposed to be giving out free umbrellas, but you never know the weather in Manchester.
Well, we are supposed to be getting a bit of snow today, so you might be able to do the shoveling still off people's cars.
Yes. Well, I did think of alternatives, but it took me a really, really long time. I mean, I was just walking around looking for acts of kindness to do so.
How's it gone down so far? Have you had any sort of reaction to what you've been doing?
I think I've already inspired someone because my interviewer bought me a hot chocolate this morning.
That was me, by the way. And you've had, actually, someone has bought you a present. You've got a beautiful bunch of roses here for your birthday, haven't you?
Yeah, it's from my dad this morning.
So what else have you got planned then? You said a few things that you might be doing.
So later on today, I'm doing some free hours at the charity call centre. And then I also need to put some money in an envelope and stick it on a vending machine saying, "Have a treat on me."
Wow, so some random money somewhere will be going out and you'll be sticking it somewhere.
Yep, so if you're hungry and don't have any money and you find some random money on a vending machine, that's from me to you.
That sounds fantastic. And are you doing this as sort of a money-raising exercise, charity-raising?
Yeah, I did pledge £300 for Muslim Aid last year at an event for orphans around the world. So I needed to raise that money, and I think I'm 70% there, almost there.
Yeah. Wow, so you're not so bad so far.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And there's much more to raise.
You sound like you've got quite a lot of it out of it yourself, even though a lot of it's been for other people.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes me happy to see. Like, you know, it's so easy to do acts of kindness to someone. I mean, like, our religion as well, it just promotes us to do acts of kindness as well. And just, like, the simplest thing, like, later on in the week, I'm going to be giving out smileys with, like, just, like, colourful pictures with smiley faces on, and just like, imagine if somebody's having a rough day and you give them a smile, imagine, like, you could turn someone's life around.